So today, during Prime Minister's Question Times, Keir Starmer was forced to admit that he actually did know about Peter Mandelson's association with Jeffrey Epstein in a security briefing. So he was asked point blank in the dispatch box whether he actually knew during the vetting process, which Keir Starmer actually even celebrated Peter Mandelson coming on board before the vetting was complete. So he'd already made his mind up that this man was going to be the US ambassador. And then, in sort of an embarrassing U-turn, he now had to reveal that he did know, but that Peter Mandelson misled him and his team on the extent of the relationship, which again is quite baffling because this was easily Googleable information. I mean, if a conservative researcher who's about 20 years old can find this on the internet, then the Labour vetting team should have been able to. But it's more about why he even brought him back in the first place. Peter Mandelson had to d resign in twice in disgrace from government back in 1998 and 2001, one of which was because he basically peddled his influence to get an Indian billionaire a British passport. So this is not someone who had a clean track record to begin with. But it's clear that Labour is so bereft of talent that they had to bring someone whose nickname is, I kid you not, the Prince of Darkness, into the Labour sort of high office to try and get anything done. Unfortunately, even during Peter Mandelson's brief stint as US ambassador, no one knew his name because basically Nigel Farage was our de facto ambassador, and he actually peddled more influence with the Americans than Peter Mandelson did. But his association with Jeffrey Epstein has proven to be extremely ugly. He called, Jeffrey Epstein being released from prison Liberation Day. The email exchanges between the two suggest that, Peter Mandelson was happy to use his influence to try and influence bankers' bonuses during the financial crisis, the sale of a bank, and details about a European bailout, bank bailout. This is at a time where, governments were really scrambling to try and reassure people. People were losing their jobs left, right, and center, their homes. And you had basically what was effectively the deputy prime minister at the time using his influence to get a paedophile financier and his friends, whatever scraps they could. So this is what happens when you resurrect the carcasses of a man like Peter Mandelson's political career. And unfortunately, Keir Starmer is really going to try hard to ride this wave, but I don't think he'll be successful.